Okay, tonight we're going to discuss the topic related to the Gemara in Brach and Bechoros on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and it's semi-related, but it has to do with actually something that we do each and every week. The Gemara said, in one line on Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that Bechor, Behema Tahora, is something that happens automatically. Something that has happened, that's come up many times in the Masechta. One doesn't have to be Maktish, Bechor Behema Tahora. It happens automatically. And the Gemara says towards the top of the Daf, Emeinu Einin LeBechor Delo Isa Ba'asiya, you know, the word Ta'aseh, which appears by Bechor Behema Tahora, really doesn't have any meaning in the context that it is written in, because Bechor, you don't have to do anything. To Meirechem Kadosh, it's Kadosh Meirechem. So therefore, the pasuk must be referring to Maaser Behema. That's what it's doing in this last parak. The Mitzvah Esa, as we mentioned this morning, asks here, but if you look in Maseches Erechim, there's really a Machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim, whether there is any form of Asiya when it comes to Bechor Behema Tahora. There is a Manda that says you do nothing, but there is another Manda Amar that says, Hatena Chalibad Rabbi Shmuel, says the Mitzvah Esan. Aval Rabbanon, Hasfira Leid the Mitzvah Lakdisho. But the Rabbanon says still it's a Mitzvah to be Maktish the Bechor Behema Tahora. Afal Gav the Kaddish Bemela. Dechsiv Hazachar Takdish. Uses that Lashon. So maybe you should say that Taset does refer to Bechor Behema Tahora. Answer the Mitzvah Esan. It says, no, even if you want to say that there's a Mitzvah Lahakdisho, it's still not called an Asiya. If the Torah uses the Lashon Asiya, you're still not accomplishing, because it's already accomplished even without you doing anything. You're adding something, but it is not really, it wouldn't be called an Asiya. This Shita of having to be Makdish, the Bechor Behema Tahora, even though it's automatically Kadosh, was used by the Rav, by Rav Soloveitchik, in a totally different context, and that is the context of Kiddush. And that's what Rav Hashem will get to later on in the Shir. But first, let's take a step back and talk about the bracha that we make every Friday night, the bracha of Kiddush. If you think about it, the Rambam tells us, at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, that there are three kinds of brachas. If we could categorize all brachos, three major categories. Maybe there's one other, but the Rambam says three major categories. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah Levarech Acher Achilas Mazon. The first bracha that the Rambam talks about is benching, because that's the one bracha d'oraisa, and maybe one other. The Rambam does not count any other, but this is the one that the Rambam counts. Is Mitzvah Aseh to make a bracha after we eat. Shenemar V'yachalta V'svalta V'rachlas Hashem Alokecha. The pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, V'enochayev min haTorah elim kein saveya, and one is only chayev daraisa if one is satiated. Shenemar v'yachalta v'svada v'erachta v'chulu, and midirabanan even on a kezayis. Umidivreso. That is category number one. Category number one, which the Rambam will get back to the expansion of that category, but category one is birchas hamazon, which we would call a birchas shemach v'hoda. The Rambam will get back to that. But number two, umidivrei sofrim levarech al kol machol tchila v'akach yaneh mimenu. Midrabanan, to make a bracha on every food, and then get benefit from it. Sugya Maseches Brachos, which we'll touch on in a couple of minutes. Mitzvah Birchas Hananin, first make the bracha on the food, and then benefit. V'yafilu miskavim lechol lishos kol shu, even if I only have kavanah to eat or drink a little bit, mivarev achach yaneh. We make a bracha and then get benefit. And v'chenem reach reach tov, if I smell something, mevarech v'akach yadim yimenu, I make a bracha and then get benefit. Right, that is brachas ananin, as we know. V'chulu. Next halacha. U'kishem shemevarechan al hahanoya, kach mevarechan al kol mitzvah mitzvah v'akach yasosa. Just like we make a brachas hanehanin, we also make a bracha before we do each and every mitzvah, and then do it. Not for now. We've spoken about that kishem in the past. What's the connection between berachas mitzvah, berachas nanin? There seem to be two different categories. The Rambam puts a kishem there. Not for now. But kishem, but just like you make a bracha on hanah, so too on every mitzvah. So that's really all three categories. The Rambam didn't, though, explicate the first category, so now he says, U'brachos rabos tiknu chachamim derach shevach v'hodaya v'derach bakasha kedei lizkar es haborei tamid. Throughout the day, we're praising God. Throughout the day. You hear thunder, you see lightning, you go to the bathroom. We do osemaisa bracious. Right? So we're constantly praising God. Why? All those brachos. Oh, I see a rainbow? Remember God. I see a beautiful mountain range? Remember God. I hear thunder? Remember God. All of those brachos are Lizkar es haborei tamid, to remember Hashem, even though I didn't get benefit, even though I didn't do a mitzvah. Nimsu says the Rambam, kol brachos kulon shlosha minim. It comes out that all the brachos in halacha are three types: birchas hanaya, birchas mitzvos, u birchas hoda'a, shehin derach shevach vahudayu bakasha. And then he adds kidei. Is this kidei only going on category three, or all three categories? Not 100% clear. Pashas is only the third one, like he said previously. But here he adds, and to fear him. Birchas ha mitzvah, birchas ha na, birchas ha
avodah. Yeah. It wouldn't make sense anyway for birchas ha mitzvah, because the mitzvah itself anyway you're doing. So what?
Right. You don't have to be zochas avodah unless the mitzvah is just a ma'isa mitzvah, and you wouldn't know exactly what you're involved in. Just doing an action. The bracha helps me focus that the action what I'm doing is a mitzvah. So you can still relate it that that's what the bracha adds. Either way, these are the three categories of brachos. The Rambam started off. It even seems like from the structure of the Rambam that birchas ha mazon doesn't even put into a category. That's a bracha daraisa, and that's a halacha aleph, and that's the basis of all brachos. And then the Rambam says, an halacha beis and gimel, these are three categories that were mesukan al yidei hachamim. So even though, yes, berachas hamazon is the model example of berachas shevach v'hoda'ah, but still it doesn't even seem like it's in a category. It's in really just the model and the prototype. Okay, so these are the three categories. So now we ask, now we come to certain mitzvahs where it's not so clear, and certain brachas where it's not so clear. Most brachas are very clear what it is. Any bracha before a mitzvah, berachas a mitzvah. Any bracha as a reaction to something, that's shevach v'hoda'ah. All berachas a mitzvah and all berachas are before the mitzvah and before the hana. What about berachas kiddush? What is it? What are you doing? What category does it fall in? So pashas, you would say shevach v'hoda'ah. It's praise that we have Shabbos. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'ratzavanu v'Shabbos kacha. We praise Shabbos. So on the surface, it seems like a bracha shevach v'hoda'ah. But maybe there's something deeper to here. And what we're going to have tonight is three ideas. Three ideas that maybe hopefully will add to our appreciation of what kiddush is all about. Good. Let's ask a couple of other questions first. Let's go to some other areas. Other brachos. Mila. By Mila we know there are three brachos involved. There are two brachos that are said at the moment of the Mila. Al HaMila is said by the Moel, and Lachrizim Arvisa Shalavim Avinu is said by the Father. Here, Baruch Hashem Eretz Yisrael, there are really four, I should say. Lachrizim Shechianu are said by the Father. And afterwards, right before you name the baby, you say the bracha of Asher Kidash Yidimi Beten. So, two out of the three, or three out of the four, seem to be pretty clear. Bracha of Ala Mila is said by the Moel, that's the bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. He's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, he makes the bracha of Ala Mila. The bracha of Asher Kidash Yidimi Beten, Pashas, that's a pure Shevach V'hoda'ah. Because that's done later, everything's finished, and you're praising God. Asher Kidash Yidimi Beten. The bracha of Shechianu, Shevach V'hoda'ah also. What about Lahakniso? What about Lahakniso? So is that also Shevach V'hoda'ah? The Father's saying it, so Pashas Zahar Berachas HaMitzvah. So is that also just Shevach V'hoda'ah? But it's done very fast. It's done right between our minhag is to do La'aseh L'Hakniso, in between the Mila and the Priya. After the Mila, the Baal says the Bracha of the Mila, and then he does the Mila, the cutting, and then before the Priya, which is the second half of the Mitzvah, that's when the Father sticks in L'Hakniso there. So is it a pure Shevach? So why do we care so much that it's right away? Let him wait a few minutes. And then say Lachniso. So maybe there's something deeper by Mila. If you look in Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim, Dav Zayin, that's where the major sugyas are for Berachas HaMitzvah. Pesachim, Dav Zayin is one of the major sugyas in Shas. The different rules of Au versus Lid, the Nusach HaBracha, says the Tosfos about the Lachniso, where it's underlined, the lo alzos hanase achshav mivarech, not only on what is happening right now are you giving a bracha of Lachniso, el mishabeach umodel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shetzivanu al HaMila, kishetav al yado. You're praising and thanking God that commanded us about Mila whenever you get to do it. Tosfos seems to say it's Shevach. V'tiknuakan ligalos ulahodia, and it's said here so that people think and realize that Mila is done l'shem Hashem. But really, says Tosfos, it's Shevach V'hoda'ah. See, to say clearly, Mishabeach u'model HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it, so why is it put here? So that is connected to the Mila, to be Megala, that the Mila is really the shame. Mila is not the shame of Avodah Zarah. We're not animal sacrificing here.
If the father is also the Moel.
If the father is the Moel, so then he said, he says both. He says all of them.
No, but does he do the Lachniso after Priya?
Yeah, I think he waits for the Lachniso. I think he waits for Lachniso. I have to look it up. But I think he waits for Lachniso as well. Just gotta check up on it. Okay, so this is first question, besides Kiddush. What type of brach is Lachniso? Is it just Shevach, but it's connected? Or another question. We know the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh about the bracha of Kiddushin, about the mitzvah of Kiddushin, or lack thereof. Is getting married a mitzvah? The Rambam says clearly in a few places, yes. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam, Kiyikach, that's a mitzvah, Parshas Kiseitse. The Rambam says that you make the bracha before one gets married, Kiderach Shemavarchan al Kol HaMitzvahs, that's the language of the Rambam, in Ilchas Ishus. So the Rambam says clearly in a few places that getting married is a mitzvah, and the Rosh, in Ksubis, argues, Rosh in Aleph Yud Beis, I think it is, in Ksubis says no. It's no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is Peruvu. Kiddush is a Hechsher mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah to get married. So our question is then, so what's the bracha by marriage? So you might say, according to the Rambam, it's a bracha of mitzvah. And he seems to say that. According to the Rosh, it's a bracha shelach, which he also seems to say. But if you look closely, let's say the Rambam Shita, Berchas HaMitzvah, is an unusual sounding Berchas HaMitzvah. Right? We usually are used to Asher Kedoshanu B'Mitzvah V'Tzivanu Al Kiddushin, L'Kadish HaSa'isha. But we have, V'Tzivanu Araya V'Zal HaTzarusos. It's a very long, complicated, multi-themed bracha just for a regular Berchas HaMitzvah. So maybe there's something, what is it about Kiddushin? Is that also just a Shevach? But it's a mid Berchas HaMitzvah according to the Rambam. Or another example where it's not so clear. Tevila. Somebody goes to the mikvah. Tosfos has a Maseches Yuma, and Tosfos elsewhere as well, that it could be that, according to some Rishonim, Tevila Bismana Lav Mitzvah. Going to the mikvah in its proper time, it's a matir, but it's not a mitzvah. You need to do this in order to be Mutal Abayla, in order to be eat Kachim, but it's not Lav Mitzvah. And yet we make a bracha on Tevila. So what's that? So is that, and you make a bracha before, right, as you're about to go in, or right afterwards. So what type of bracha is tevila? So we have milach niso, and kiddushin, and tevila, and one other, which is somewhat unusual. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Eruvin, source number 4. Kishem shemavarchan al eruvei chatzeros v'shitufei mavos, just like I make a bracha when I set an eruv chatzeros and a shita mavos, a combination of alleyways, kach mavarchan al eruvei tchumin. So do I make a bracha if I want to extend my tchum, and I set an eruv tchum, I make a bracha. V'yomer, and I say, b'zeh ha'eruv yeh mutter li l'halech b'makom zeh alpayim amal l'chol ruach, from this eruv I'll be able to go 2,000 amos, v'im haya echad arvay de rabim, if you're doing it for rabim, you do it on behalf of rabim. That is the Rambam Shita, you make a bracha on eruv tchumin. Says the Ravid, shesh v'varach on eruv tchumin, says the Ravid turning over, Amar Avram, v'heichan sivanu l'arev tchumin. Why do you make a bracha? Where's the mitzvah? Where's the mitzvah? They have tchumen. Bishlama eruv chatzeros v'shitufei mavos yeshbo en heker l'shabbes shelo lahotzi l'rishus harabim. You need that. Rabbanan or mesake, that you need to do that in order to not carry out on Shabbos. Ela hakula nafka minei l'shabbes v'lo chumra. That's by the first two. But by eruv tchumen, what, you're being allowed to now carry out further? So how is that like a heker that will covet Shabbos? Ela kula nafka mi el Shabbos halo chumra. V'yalo b'shem of arvin al dvar mitzvah ein mitzvah no gas la erev. Even though we only allow you to make an erev tchumen l'shem dvar mitzvah, but the erev itself is not connect, is not the mitzvah. The motivation might be a mitzvah, but it's not the mahus of the erev. V'ech yomar v'tzivanu al mitzvahs erev. How do you say v'tzivanu on erev tchumen? Lachlokas Rambam Raiv. So what kind of brach is that according to the Rambam? So these are the four brachas separate from Kiddush that we could talk about, Mila, Kiddushin, Tefillah, and Ervin, which leads us into the thought that Rav Schechter quotes in Eretz Tzvi in source number 5. Says Rav Schechter, V'tfei ha'inir levayr, she'nischadish kan sugnosaf shel berachas ha'mitzvah. Says of Shechter, it's not a Berachas Shefach. All of these, we'll talk about them, are a different type of Berachas HaMitzvah. Usually, what do we have? The Besukah, Besitzes, Veshofar, Tikru Chachamim, Berachas HaMitzvah, Maisa HaMitzvah. Usually, we have by most Berachas HaMitzvah, 90% of Berachas HaMitzvahs, their brachas on a Maisa HaMitzvah. So the one who does the mitzvah has to make the bracha, not anybody else. Because it's a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah. And that's the bracha of Al Hamila. And that's the bracha of Leishe Basukah. And that's the bracha of Lito Lulav. All Berachas HaMitzvahs on a Maisa HaMitzvah. But then, there's another category of Berachas HaMitzvah. And that is a bracha on a Chalos HaMitzvah. A bracha where the mitzvah achieves an effect. There's a new status through the mitzvah. As a recognition of that status, I make a bracha. But it's a status that's connected to a mitzvah. And therefore, it is done in conjunction with a mitzvah. Achein b'mitzvahs mila, nosaf ha-maisa ha-mitzvah ha-nasa b'shaito, yesh gam ken chalos ha-ba mikor maisa zeh. There's also a chalos. Hanish eres al hatinok afilu la'achar zman. The kid is a mahul. Chalos ben bris. He's a full Jew. Asher davar zenogea lehechshar agavra. La'avodas hakarbanos la'achilas kachim. That's the bracha of la'achnisa bevriso shel Avram Avinu. Because now he has been nechras la'bris. And that is why there are some even shittas that say that there's a little more flexibility in terms of who makes this bracha. The father could say la'achniso. Right, not the Moel, because Lachniso is a bracha on the Chalos HaMitzvah. The Chalos, that the son is now a Mahul, is a different type of Berachas HaMitzvah, and that is the bracha, suggests Rav Shechter, Lachniso. And just going back to the other ones, maybe all the other ones fit a Kiddushin. She's an Eshes Ish. There's a Chalos, there's an effect, there's a new status. Or Tevila, Tahara, it's a new status. New status recognition, so you make a bracha. Erevin. Again, there's a shvisa. It's a makom shvisa. There's a new shvisa. My shvisa used to be here. I'm creating a new center of my existence this Shabbos with my erev tchumen, and therefore there's a bracha on that because there is a new status that I have. That's more of the status of where, not just of what, but that could be the issue between the Rambam and the Rabban and Hilchas Erevin. Where else do we see this? Any others? Two more ideas. Two more areas where we might see this bracha. This concept. Number one is Shechita. Discuss this back in Maseches Chulin. The Rambam writes in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav in the Minyan HaKatzar. The Rambam has Minyan HaMitzvahs, the long, whole Sefer Minyan HaMitzvahs, but right before Mishnah Torah, he has also what's called the Minyan HaKatzar, where he just has one-liners for every mitzvah. So if you see a Ramban arguing on a Rambam, that's the Minyan HaArach. If you see a Ravid and a Kesavishna on the Rambam, so you know that's the Minyan HaKatzar, because the Ravid didn't comment on the regular Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the Ravid commented on all the Mishnah Torah and the Minyan HaKatzar, which is right before. So says the Rambam right there, Lishchot behema chayva ofachach yocha basaru, shnei marvus savachtamim karcha. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah of shchita. And the Ravid argues. The Ravid says it's a lava ba mechal aseh. No mitzvah per se, this is a say of shchita. Machlokas Rambam Ravid. There's a bracha on shchita, al hashchita. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah and it's a bracha. So again, is that a regular mitzvah? So you might say it's a regular bracha, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, it's a mitzvah. But after all, it's not a mitzvah you have to do. It's a mitzvah for shus. If you want to eat meat, you can do it. But it could be, suggests Rav Shechter in that same article, that shechita also. It's a cheska shachut. It's a chalos shem shachut. Now it's kosher. Beforehand it was Eber ben Achai. It wasn't kosher. Cheska sheinu zavuach. And now it's chalos shachut. Another status. And finally, the last one for our purposes now. And that is tefillin. Fascinating discussion. Tefillin, we know there are two brachas on tefillin according to Ashkenazic custom. According to Sephardic custom, you only make two brachas on tefillin if you talked in the middle. But let's say you didn't talk, let's say going according to the Ashkenazic custom, Baalei Tosfos, the Ramah, two brachas on tefillin. Two brachas. So one might say, well, then you talk about it. There are two brachas on tefillin because there are two tefillins. There's the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. One bracha per mitzvah, nothing to talk about. We know the tefillin is counted as two separate mitzvahs, I say. So bracha, two brachas. But that doesn't work. Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, only has a shel rosh, you make two brachas on the shel rosh. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Emeinu minyech shel rosh levad, mevarech aleh, misa stilon levad. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Because he says, you always only make one. Ula didon, denoag and levar b'choyom, shtei brachos, mevarech aleh shel rosh levad, shtei brachos. You make two brachas on the shel rosh if all you put it on is the shel rosh, says the Ramah. So it's clear that it's not that lahaniach l'shal yada and al mitzvah l'shal rosh. No, they're both, they're two brachos on the mitzvah of tefillin. They're both related to the shal yada and they're both related to the shal rosh. So the question is why? Why are there two brachos on tefillin? So suggests the Eretz Tzvi that maybe it's our issue. The bracha of lahaniach tefillin is the bracha on the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. And that's why you can't be mafsik, because that bracha has to go on the shel rosh, also the ma'aseh mitzvah of the shel rosh. But then there's another bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. What's al mitzvah tefillin? There's a new status of a person who wears tefillin. New status. So now you got to work. We got to work a little bit. Where is there a new status? Fine by milah. Fine by kiddushin. Fine even by eruv. By tefillin. So source number 8 says the Gemara in Mezekas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. Poshe Yisrael Begufan, discussing the category of the people, the Jews who are negligent with their bodies, the terrible things that are going to happen to them. So what is somebody who is Poshe Yisrael Begufan? Amarav Karkafta Delomanach Tfilin. A skull, literally, that doesn't wear tfilin. A skull that doesn't wear tfilin. Somebody doesn't wear tfilin. Rabbi Yatam says, obviously, on purpose. Right out if somebody doesn't have tfilin. If somebody who doesn't wear tfilin, but to look at the language of the Gemara, it's very telling. Karkafta, the Gavra. The Gavra doesn't wear tefillin. Meaning there's a chalos shame on a person who doesn't wear tefillin. You see that from the Gemara.
Only for the shel rosh. If you only wear the shel
yada. Oh, what about, it's a good question. What happens at least the shel rosh. At least the shel rosh. Right, I was talking about the karkafta. And if you look in the Rambam says it also. So what's number 10? The Rambam Hilchos Tefillin tells us, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushas and Gedolahi. The Kedushas Tefillin is immense. Shekozman Sha Tefillin, Barosho, Shaladam, Alzroo. Here he says both. As long as somebody's wearing Tefillin, Hu Anav, V'yarei Shamayim, Ve'eno Nimshach, B'schok, U'besicha, B'teila, Ve'eno Mahar, Machshav, Azroos. Person who has Tefillin is a different person. The Rambam is saying, he's humble, he's Yarei Shamayim, he doesn't get pulled to Sicha, B'teila. Different person. Where does everyone get this from? So maybe the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, right? Karkafta is Lomanach Tefillin. He just says the positive. Karkafta the Monach Tefillin is tremendous. Or there might be another Gemara. The Maharet Chayes thinks it's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed. An unusual Gemara. The Gemara says, end of the first line, Abaya v'Yosef kamei de Rabba. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba. Chaz yidavika badach tuva. He saw that he was a little too jovial for an Amora. So, Amar v'gila beradaksiv. He says, it says, berada, where's berada? Be happy with trembling. Amarle, he says, ana tefillin manachra. Don't worry about it. I'm wearing tefillin. Or I'm a tefillin wearer. How does that answer the question? The same story happens again with Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zeira. How does that answer the question? You're being too happy. You might get out of hand. Too much levity. I'm wearing tefillin. Don't worry. So the Maharet Chayes says, that's where the Rambam got it from. Because the Amoraim seem to be saying that, don't worry, I wear tefillin, meaning I'm in the chalos shame. I have the protection. And therefore, it's okay. So these are all examples where there is a birchas hamitzvah on a ma'isa mitzvah, or further, a bracha birchas hamitzvah on a chalos hamitzvah. Just before we get back to Kiddush, just one final ha'ara. Before we, and you see in Eretz Tzvi, in Source 13, you have the Kiddush about tefillin. That there's a special Kedusha Miuchedes and a chalos shame when it comes to tefillin. Wonderful.
Also, he says it's the reason for saying Baruch Shem Kvam Achtom Amed afterwards. In other words, because of this new chalos.
To say Baruch Shem. Okay, but that's even after saying the bracha. You're not saying both
right,
brachas.
Clearly not canceling out the bracha.
Uh-huh. It can't be canceling out the bracha because you have to pause in the middle. Right. Right. If you're going to cancel it right out, Mr. Brewer screams about that you can't say Baruch Shem right after because then you're just canceling out, then you shouldn't have said it. So maybe it's connected. Okay, just one final ha'ara related to this, and then we'll get back to Kiddush. Not all status changes get a bracha. For example, Tumah, Tara gets a bracha. Tumah doesn't get a bracha. Grusha v'almana doesn't get a bracha. So, I thought every status change gets a bracha. So, as a recognition, and Grusha's Gershon is a mitzvah, right? And, you know, other items, maybe Tumas Kohen, or Tumah for a Karov, and yet there's no bracha there, so one might just have to add, one only makes a bracha when there is a positive status. These examples might just be a lack of status. Tumah is kind of like the philosophical and halakha question. Is darkness just the absence of light, or is darkness its own entity? Because Baruch Hu created darkness. The Ramban talks about it in Brachos and in Parshas Bo, where it talks about the Makav Choshech, that it was a positive entity. So maybe Tara is the real status. This Tahar, and what does it say by Noah? Asher Inera Tahora. I talk about Kashrus, but maybe it's Tara and lack thereof. So the real status is Tahara. Or even Grusha Almana. On a more, again, this is bordering on the Hashkafic, but maybe one could say the natural state of a woman is to be married. That's the natural state, the status. Ashes ish. And then there's not married. There's married or not married, not single. It's married and not married, or used to be married, or not yet married. But it's all in the context of married, because that's the real status. So this bruch is made on the positive achieving of that status of kiddushin, and not when it is removed, because when it is removed, it's just a lack of the status and not a new status. Just a suggestion. So this is all idea number one. Let's bring it back to Kiddush. We say two brachas on Kiddush, right? So why do we say two brachas on Kiddush? Our Kiddush formula is two brachas. We say Borei Pirei Gafen, which is obviously a Berachas Hananin on the wine, but then we say the second bracha. So what is it? So maybe it's just a Shalach V'Hoda'ah, but maybe added to that might be that it is a bracha on the recognition of the new status in the world. The new Chalo Shema, the Shabbos is in the world. As a recognition of Shabbos, so then you're not doing a separate Maisa Mitzvah. This is the Mitzvah.
During the day.
What? Also, we'll touch on that if we have time. But that's the Rabbanan. Anyway. But the midst of the rice of Kiddush is at night. But maybe suggest the Rav now. Maybe suggest the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik gave it to you in... actually, I didn't give you that piece. I gave you the Hemshech piece. This is in one of the Yartzei Shirim in my version. It's the old version. Chelek Beis, page Kufchav Hei. Maybe that's the pshat of the bracha of Kiddush. Based on everything we've said through source number 13, and that is, it's a bracha on the chalosh, on the recognition that there is a new status in the world. And maybe it's alluded to in the Rambam in Chavi Sumatza, which we discussed a lot Pesach time, where the Rambam has a comparison between Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to be Mesaper on the night of the 15th of Nisan, Benisa ben Eflosha, Nasval Vasidim and Mitzrayim, on that night, right? Kemo Zachas Yom HaShabbos. Many quills have been broken and much ink has been spilled on explaining that comparison between Shabbos and Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But maybe according to this, it can mean, just like we recognize that Kiddush is the model here. Kiddush is the model of recognition that it is a unique night and day. That's what Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Recognition that it is a unique night among all the other nights of the year. So this is all possibility number one about the mitzvah of the bracha of Kiddush. Just to be honest, it's a little more difficult, if one says this, to allow making Kiddush early. The Rambam's Lashon is even more difficult, where the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, you're allowed to make Kiddush early even though it's Shabbos didn't come yet. So what does that mean? It just means this Tosefes. So you still might say Lomdus wise it's still Shabbos, and you can it's still Nichlos Shabbos. You might say objectively, but for you it's Shabbos. So it's not impossible to read this into the Rambam. But that is the Rambam. But this is all idea number one. One final point, and then we'll get to the shorter two ideas, and that is Al Derech Drush. Again, this is getting bordering on. It is Drush, not just bordering on Drush. If it's true what we said before, that you only make brachas on statuses, but if it's just the lack of a status, you don't make a bracha, let's think for a minute. There is a machlokas we're showing. What about Avdala? The Rambam holds Avdala is also Daraisa. Bukkin is Havdalah both Daraisa, but the Ramban and others say that Havdalah is Durabanan. So why would Havdalah be Durabanan? Right? It's also a new status. Right? There's no more Kedusha, it's Chol. So maybe one could say that really the only status in the world is Kedusha. It's Kedusha and lack thereof. Weekday is just not Shabbos. It's not that inherently is weekday. It's a day. It's Shabbos and it's not Shabbos. But it's not inherently, that's what we even say. We don't have days in Yahadus for the days of the week. We have Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, Yom Sheni L'Shabbos. It's all focused on Shabbos. So maybe that because there is no real status that comes on Motzei Shabbos. It's just a loss of a status. Okay, good. And that's also like loss of Lavo, Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So then it's always going to be that status. But it's never going to leave, because we will never have to lose that status. Okay, number one. Number two, second of three ideas that comes from, that relates to Kiddush. And a lot of these ideas, I'm not sure how much is of Shekhar and how much is the Rav, but Talmud Kara de Rebbe, to paraphrase the Gemara, Bra Kara Davua. So it's all, it's one Hemshech. Second idea. The Gemara says in Masechas Brachos, well-known Gemara, that what is the purpose of a Birchas HaNehenin? What is a Birchas HaNehenin? So, in one word, many Achronim discuss this, matir. Birchas HaNehenin is about being a matir. I'm not allowed to benefit from this before I make the bracha, and after I make the bracha, I can benefit. That's the Gemara Brachos, Staf Lamed Hey, Amad Aleph, Amad Beis, Lashem Ha'aretz U'Malo'a versus Va'aretz Nasalam Ne'adam. So how do you, is the world mine or is it God? So it depends. Kan l'kodem ha'bracha, kan l'achar ha'bracha. I need a matir. And even more graphic language is used in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Brachos, also in the sixth parak, says that the bracha is the pidyon of the world. Just like on Podem Meiser Sheni or Podem Et Ravai, I remove the Kedusha, the bracha removes the Kedusha from the item. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. Umao pidyono bracha. The pidyon, the Chayodon quotes as in Ilchas Brachas. The pidyon of the item is the bracha. That's why a regular matir, a regular birchas hanenim. Suggest the Rav, and this is, again, in the Yartzei Shira, source number 18, on a weekday, we have a Birchas Hanenin to be Matir the Hana'ah. But on Shabbos, we know everything is even more special, more pleasurable. Oneg Shabbos, who matirs me to get Oneg Shabbos? What matirs me to be allowed to get Oneg Shabbos? B'mila Machero, says the Rav, Birchas Hanen in Matiros es Hana o Wafkios Chaloshim Kodesh Benadar Shadam Mavarech Alav. By a regular Birchas Hanenin, as we said, the Hana or the Kedusha is Paka. But Shabbos has an extra Kedusha. Vaye Kadesh Oso. Skip a couple of lines. Ach B'Shabbos Shem Kadesh is Zabriya B'Kedusha Kfula. The entire Shabbos sanctifies the entire creation. Hamavu says it's al gam al mikra achel gamri. It's a totally different pasuk. Vayivarech lekem es yom hashvi'i. Vayikadesh oso. So what's the matir? Shabbos has a double kedusha: the regular kedusha that it just belongs to God, and the fact that it's Shabbos. That's kiddush. Kiddush is the matir of pleasures on Shabbos. Where do you see that? So he brings four rayas. More, but four rayas that I'll mention. Number one. Why aren't you allowed to eat anything before you make Kiddush? Not even water. By every other mitzvah, you're allowed to drink. Right before you light your Chanukiah on a Chanukah. So you're not supposed to have Sudas Keva, but you can take a drink. If it's Mincha time, you're not supposed to sit down for a meal. You can take a drink, you can have a little snack. Shabbos starts, boom, you can't have anything. Zero, not even water. Why not? Why is there an Isser Achila V'Shkia before Kiddush? Says the Rav, because it's Matir. The Rav is the Kiddush is Matir pleasures on Shabbos. That's why there's an Isser Achila. Number two, when the Rambam says that we make Kiddush, he feels the need to say right afterwards in Source 19, Mekadesh v'shoseh malo lugmav, and drink. Of course you're going to drink. It's a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's a kosher bracha. You drink by every kosher bracha. The Rambam feels the need to mention, no, make Kiddush and then drink. Because you need to have what's mutter in conjunction with the matir. Have the matir and then drink. That's what's emphasized with the shtia. Also, you mentioned this in the piece, the concept of Kiddush B'Makom Suta might fit in well to this idea. You dafka need the Kiddush B'Makom Suta. The Kiddush is matir the Suta. The Kiddush is connected to the Suta. Right, the different sources, but for Kiddush B'Makom Suta. But says the Rav again, back in that source, line 15. B'shash Adam Yisrael lokeach kos v'omer v'shabas katsho b'yavav ratzon l'chilanu hu medaber al haknas ha-shabas lanu. You gave us Shabbos. Once you recognize that, then we can benefit. Koveya ki hikbe lona kadosh baruch hu olam kulo b'yam ha-shabas lehanos b'menu v'lis'ani galav kilu hu shalona l'gamrei. It's as if it's mine. Shalona kadosh baruch hu gave it to us. And he says, others, he says maybe that's why it's together. That's why we put a great paragafen along with the other brachas, because these are the matirim. It's a double matir. It's put together. It's put together, and that's what Kiddush does. Just related to me to what you just said before, to end with this, end this section with this, and that is, if you look at the end, we're not going to read the whole piece of the Rav again, but if you look at source 22, right, the question about Shabbos morning Kiddush. So you might say Shabbos morning Kiddush has nothing to do with us. But suggested the Rav, why is Shabbos the morning Kiddush called Kiddusha Rabbah? So Pasha is this Lashon Saginar, it's really the little one. But we call it the big one because we feel bad for it. But that's what some Rishonim say. But if you look in the Rashi, in Seches Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, Rashi says, Kiddusha Rabbah, Bari Peregafen, V'yahachi Karele Kiddusha Rabbah. This is why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. Z'akulu Kiddushe Amrila. Because you always say it. Akulu Kiddushe. Whenever you say Kiddush, you said it last night, you say it tonight. Whenever you say a Kiddush, whenever you sanctify anything, Akulu Kiddush Gamrila. Right? So you say it by all Kiddush. What does that mean? It's so common? And that's what we call Kiddush Rabbah. Rabbah just means quantity. Suggested the Rav, maybe that this bracha by day accomplishes what both brachos did the night before. The night before, we needed two brachas to be matir. Now, at least on a derabbanan level, you really don't need anything else to be matir because you were matir day when Shabbos started. But on a derabbanan level, we allow this bracha, which is usually only matir, the basic kedusha of a weekday, we allow this bracha now in the Shabbos context to be matir, even the extra kedusha of Shabbos. Maybe that's an added deeper meaning to akula kedusha amrila that Rashi says. Okay, number two. And finally, the third idea. So far, the first idea we had in Kiddush was it's a bracha on the chalos. Number two, it's a matir. Number three is, well, how we got into this whole discussion. And that is, suggests Rav Shechter now in the Ginas Egos, discussing the machlokas between the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah about whether Havdalah is da'oraisa or not, as we mentioned before, says Rav Shechter in Ginas Egos, V'nira lo'ar bebir pluktasam. So that's a Rav Magid, Rav Kiddush Shabbos Daraisa, Vashar, everything else is Darabanan. And the Rambam says everything is Daraisa. According to the Rambam, what is Kiddush and Havdalah about? The Rambam puts them together. They're two sides of one coin. According to the Rambam, they demarcate Shabbos from the rest of the week. If you go somewhere and it's a special place, you see police line, do not cross. You can't go close because that's special. It's totally surrounded. Shabbos is totally surrounded. Kiddush and Havdalah are meant to separate Shabbos from the rest of the week. The Lodas HaRabbah, line 5, Inyan mitzvah zechira haynu lahaskir ulahakir Havdalas yimei kodesh miyimei chol. Ve'hevdol chilat zeh shayach bein b'tchilas ha'bein b'sofo shal kol yom minom yom ha'mekudoshim. Beginning and end. Doesn't matter the beginning or the end. It's all about separating Shabbos from the rest of the week. So you have to separate it before when it starts and separate it when it finishes. That's also part of the mitzvah.
It sounds like the chalos idea, right?
It's a little bit like the chalos, a little bit like the chalos idea, but it's a little different formulation. It's not just as a recognition that it's different, but it is causing it. It's part of it's adding to the how you make it different. It's not just as reactionary, but this is part of it, creating it. Masha'enkin, but we're going to get to the other idea, which we didn't get to yet. This is similar to the chalos idea. Masha'enkin, that's a Rav Magid. What about going to the Magid Mishnah? Only Kiddush is Daraisa. Why? And Rav Shechter even adds, you might say, what's the whole purpose of Kiddush? It's Kadosh Va'omed anyway. Hashem makes it holy. So if you're saying it's not just about demarcating it, it's just to be Makadosh, the Hashem already was Makadosh it. So Rav Shechter explains in the bottom of the column, V'nitam lehe omer, the isle the Rav Magid, the be'inan shiyu kol hayame ha'mekudashim, miskatshim adei Yisrael. There's a rule in Yahadus. Every holy day needs to be sanctified by a Jew. Some days fully, some days partially. Ubiyamim tovim tamid chalak kedushas adei kiddush Yisrael. A yantav is easy. Without the Jews, it's nothing. There is no yantav without the Jew. But the chiddush of Magen Mishnah is that even Shabbos is missing an element if a Jew doesn't make kiddush. When a Jew adds his own personal element, so that changes even the nature of the Kedusha. The Eser Malach is always there. But there's a certain element of Kedusha that's only there when a Jew puts in his own Nofech Mishalo. Where do you see such a concept? That's our case of Bechor Behema Tahora. Bechor Behema Tahora, according to some Tanoim, Mitzvah Lakdisho. What do you mean? It's Kadosh Meirachem. It happens automatically. What do you mean, Mitzvah Lakdisho? No, to add your own element. Like the Mitzvah Esan quoted the Gemara in our case. Line 8, Ubibachar, Asherhu Kadosh Me'ilo Me'rachem, Ratzatod Sha'af Kdushaza Gamkin Tachul Bide Adam. Lachin Tziva, Sivsa B'mitzvah Lakdisho. Right, you're right, it's not a full Hakdasha, but it still adds something. So maybe that's the Magen Mishnah's idea of Kiddush. Havdalah is not Kiddush, because it's Mitzvah Lakdisho for a Jew to add his own personal element to the Kedusha of Shabbos. And then he even adds and says, the Rama might agree to this. He might just have two elements. The Rama might have this Hakdasha element, but he has also the demarcation element, which also includes Havdalah. So one doesn't have to say that the Rambam would reject this idea of Hakdasha, of Mitzvah LaHakdisha. Right? That's the mashal that's given, just like by Bechor Behema Tahora, so too when it comes to Shabbos. These are three ideas related to the Bracha of Kiddush that we see every Friday night. Is it a bracha on the chalos, which also might be the first idea said in source 23, the last source? Is it a matir, the super duper matir that's needed for Shabbos? Or number three, is it a bracha that is about a Jew adding his own element to the mitzvah, to the bracha of Kiddush? Okay, we're going to stop here. If you look in the next page, you can just look at a couple of other inyanim that are related to Kiddush, about the words you say by Kiddush. You have to use the words that Chazal said, right? Drabbanan's affecting Daraises. You know, what about the Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim? A couple of other ideas, feel free to look at, especially if you look at the Torah Tamima in Surah Sabra 8, who has a big Kiddush related to a Magen Avraham and a Menachas Chenach. Okay, though, but we'll stop here for tonight.